Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Shalom, shalom, grace and peace, everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome again. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace, grace and peace. Hallelujah. Let me try it again. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Water. I have a special presentation coming out of Peoria from the Spirit of Meekness Bible Study Class. Brother Isaiah Brown. Bringing this here precept tonight. Brothers and sisters, you need to hear this. You know, we always looking for that meat of the word and the big thing and the next new thing and all of that stuff, but he said this, and he said, this is going to be the precept tonight. Yea unto the meat, to the milk. Yea unto the milk and woe unto the meat. All right? Yay to the milk of the word and woe to the meat of the word. You already know. All right? You already know how this is going to go. We ready for this flow, brother. Looky here. We're going to turn this over to our brother Isaiah Brown. With all that being said, so is you.
I got a stranger that came into my house today.
What?
Yeah. Go ahead and say something, man.
Oh, no, you're talking about me, his brother Todd. Great to speak, everybody.
What? Great to see you, brother Todd.
It's good to be here, man.
Amen.
It's good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Welcome back, Todd.
Yeah, man. Good to be back, man.
Hope everything is well with the family. Father's taking care of his business.
Yeah. My grandma can be stubborn, but she's making progress. Praise God. You know.
Praise be the Lord.
Making progress, though.
Good times, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, next couple of months, she'll be on her own again. So, that's the plan anyway, but so far, so good.
Nice. Hey, in her time, you know, we can't rush richness, bro. Can't rush your development and your richness and your healing. So, hey, gotta let it happen.
Yep, amen.
Amen. Patience is everything, but prayer is the power, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, I understand the fact it works.
Turning it over to you, Brother Isaiah.
All right, cool. Amen.
the beautiful fast day. I love it with. Hold on one second. Let me go ahead and mute this phone with our text messages.
Amen.
Okay. All right, test 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, 3. I do not have my headphones today because I have a reader. How do I sound, family?
You sound excellent.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. That's really good. That's really good, y'all. And y'all know as usual, it's time to take your scriptures up to shreds. All praise on that, grace and peace. My name is Brother Isaiah, and my reader to and at this afternoon is Brother Taj Israel. Grace and peace, everybody. Grace and peace, brother. Grace and peace. And the name of the precept that we bring tonight is called Yea unto the milk, but woe unto the meat. What do you think he means? What do you think this precept means? You know, it's because when you go out in about life and you're dealing with Hebrews, you know, those that's in the truth, it's like a lot of people lean on the meat of the word. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But the same point of time is when you're dealing with the meat and the word, you need to know there's a time to bring it out and there's a time not to bring it out. But the milk is supposed to be every day of your life, every second, every time, every tenth of a second of your life. It's supposed to be that. Okay, I gotta check that out. Sorry about that. So we need to understand that thing as well. So the name of the precept is called Yea unto the milk, but woe unto the meat. It's because we're going to see tonight, what we're going to see today, how we're supposed to use our meat when there's a time to shut that meat off. There's a time to speak, there's a time for silence, but that milk pool will be flowing through all day. And tonight we're going to also understand is that the milk is what's going to get you into the kingdom. So I'm about to start this down in a little square, and then Brother Taj Israel is going to read whatever the Father put on his heart. At this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
And got some scriptures from Job chapter 8. I'm going to start at verse 5, and I'm going to be skipping around. But Job 85. If thou wouldest speak unto God that time and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosper. For I inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to the search of their father. For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon the earth are a shadow. Can the rush grow up without the mire? Can the flag grow without water? While it is yet in his greenness and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be as far as well. That was Job chapter 8, verses 5 through 6, 8 through 9, and 11 through 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good stuff, man. Good scripts, man. I'm glad to have you today, too. It's a great blessing, man. But, you know, this precept, you know, it might have hurt a couple of feelings. And like I always say, pure razor blades limit you. But if you get sliced by that razor blade, through time, it'll heal. So let's see if we can get some healing through it. And like I said before, I said again, this precept is not to attack people who desire knowledge, because you guys hear me say it most of the times myself. I desire my knowledge. You know, but when you read the book and understand the fruits of the Spirit, I kind of tend to desire milk a little bit more than knowledge itself. It's because when you look in the book about who's making to the kingdom or not, it's always referring back to the milk. So we really have to understand these things and get a bit of a good understanding on why the book on the precept and on why the precept is called Yea unto the milk, but woe unto the meat. So that's enough talking for right now. Let's go ahead and let the book talk. Let's go in the book of Hebrews chapter 5. the book of Hebrews chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 10 through 14. The book of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 10 through 14. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read it.
Paul of God and the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing.
Uh-huh.
For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
So just let's be mindful of that. You know what I'm saying? Because it says, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. So that I'm straight, can't nobody tell me nothing, is an error, because you still got to be taught again. So just keep that in mind and go ahead and read.
And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
Amen. So when you look at verse 13, it says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You know, so a lot of us look at this this script in the book and take this out of context. This is just actually telling you, when you call yourself a teacher, you need to learn a lot of things. Because we will also understand the book why we need to, but I'm not going to say nothing because we just in the script. I want the book to speak for itself. But if you call yourself a teacher, you need to teach people things. And if they ask you questions, you need to ask them to them. Because they might ask you some meat questions, so you need to understand the meat. They might ask you some milk questions, so of course it's very urgent to also understand the milk. But the whole thing is this right here. Don't take this out of context. If you're a teacher, you need to know these things so you can teach other people. Verse 14.
But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Of course. I ain't got nothing against me. Of course. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Because at a point in time, you need to. But it's something we need to check out in the Bible about this knowledge. Let's find out what it is. Let's find out about this meat that we need to check out on, that we need to watch our mouth about when dealing with meat. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we're going to read two verses. We're going to read verses 1, and then we're going to skip down to verse 7, okay? Mm-hmm. So verse 1, and we're going to skip down to verse 7. Let's get it, go ahead and read.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Right. So remember, when you deal with this meat, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is a time for everything. Skip down to verse 7.
A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak.
So there's a time to keep silence with that meat, and sometimes it's urgent to speak that meat. Because the book said a time to win, a time to sue, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Through these seasons and doing your purpose. So it's a time to speak that meat, and that's probably a time to keep silence. Because remember, one plant of seed, one water, but the Lord did an increase. Now let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 20 and 21. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, if you get it, go ahead and read.
Despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
Right, so of course, the book always tells us to prove all things. But remember, it's a time to do everything in its season. There's always a time with this meat. But the book simply says to prove all things. So that's why, if you call yourself a teacher, or you want to put out, if the Lord gave you understanding, that's why the book said meat belongeth unto those that's of age. So if people come to you ask you questions, you got to know. Because what if somebody is trying to get put on with the Word of God and they come with hard questions? They ain't asking no meat. But for them to get the understanding on the truth, they might come with meat questions. So you got to know it. Let's take out a little quick example on this thing. Let's go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 10. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 10. 1 Kings chapter 10, we're going to read verses 1 through 7. The book of 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. When you get it, go ahead and read.
And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servant and the attendants of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent, by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her.
Woo-wee. So, you know, like I said, hey, it's a time to speak that meat. She didn't come to ask him no little milk questions. She came with hard questions. So if you call yourself a teacher or a servant of God, you know you got to know them.
Forgive me. What did he just read? What was the chapter and verse?
The one he's reading right now?
Yes.
Right now we're in the book of 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 7.
Thank you. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, amen. So going back into this meat, there's showing nothing wrong with the meat, but understand that it's a due time to be speaking that meat. You know, you shouldn't be using your meat to get into every last argument or debate with somebody on meat. Or dealing with everybody's business with your little meat that you know. Because remember, the Buddha's telling us it's a time for everything. So we're talking about Sheba. She heard all this wisdom and knowledge and understanding that Solomon had, so she wanted to come and check it out. She checked it out, and she got more than what she thought she was going to check out. And once you understand the script, it also says, you know what I'm saying, she was, hey, what it says? What verse is reading? We just finished five. At the bottom of verse 5, it says, and there was no more spirit in her because all that knowledge that was whipped up that Solomon was given. Because it's a time for everything with the meat that you have. Verse 6.
And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard.
Oh, so you know, hey. So just imagine if it was somebody out there on the streets that heard of the knowledge that we have, and they want to come check it out and start asking all these questions and meat questions, and we start chopping the book up to them. Guess what? If we do it right and the Father sends them to us, then they're not going to have no spirit left in them. And through the grace of God and through the great and abundance of His mercy, that might be a way to put them off and to start walking this walk that we walk. Because there's a time for everything. Now let's look at what we should not be using our meat for and our knowledge. Let's look at the woe and meat. Let's go to the book of Titus chapter 3.
Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Amen.
This is Titus chapter 3, verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 1, and let's look at the woe in his meat. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men.
So that was a little slab of meat that was thrown in there and a whole bunch of milk thrown in there. Is because the reason why I believe that little meat and milk was thrown into this verse right here is for the fact is that we use our meat to speak evil of man, but the book tells us to speak evil of no man. And the book is also showing to be brawlers. You know, brawlers is also, it has to be a part of debating or arguing or wrangling. You can't use your meat for that. But instead of putting on the meat for that, use that milk to speak evil of no man. Put on the fruit of the Spirit to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Verse 3.
For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
Hey, so we can't be hypocrites with this meat we have. And forget that we were once just like this. We got to be mindful of that, too, because that makes us a big time hypocrite when you're looking at other people and the things that they do, but you forget that before you was into the truth or if you fighting against it now or whatever, we tend to forget that we once fought with the same thing that somebody else was fighting against. That's why I'm not quick just to try to throw the finger at somebody, but I would rather want to try to help them, you know, and try to show them the meekness and charity and love. It's because Hebrews don't understand it. They don't understand that your righteousness is not getting into the kingdom, but it's simply the love and the milk that's in the Word of God. All that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding you have don't mean an ounce of nothing, because you still come up short. But you have so many Hebrews out here in these streets. That's why I just want them to tell y'all something. I'm just real with y'all. Be careful who y'all tell y'all business to. Be careful who y'all tell y'all business to, because just because they got Israel back in them don't mean nothing. Because there might be some of the biggest backbiters and whispers on all four corners of the earth. Be mindful of that. But in all, we need to check this thing out. Verse 3. Verse 4.
Verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us.
Amen.
What?
05. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're not doing 5. We're going to skip. We're supposed to go through 1 through 2, then skip to 8. So skip down to verse 8.
This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men.
Uh-huh.
But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contention and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain.
So this is another problem we have with meat. We shouldn't have used our meat for that. Just imagine the Lord gave you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but you're only dealing with the meat. That little meat that you want to stand about the heritage and the genealogies and stuff like that. Matter of fact, hold on 1 second. Oh, I didn't put it in here. I don't know what that means anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like the genealogies, like, you know, who Israel is. You know, so you spend all your time is trying to cuss people out and show people that we the chosen people, united, and all the other kind of stuff. Why would you waste all your time that you got on this earth on just that particular matter? So woe unto this meat, and definitely with the meat of the understanding of the genealogy and striving about the law. Because the book says, for they are unprofitable and vain. So don't use the meat that the Lord gave you understanding with to just go out there and just start havoc with everybody that you see on genealogies. Read to, verse 10, right?
Yeah, verse 10.
Read 10 and 11.
A man that is an heretic after the first and second abomination reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself.
Right, so verse 10 says, a man that is a heretic after the first and second abomination reject. You know what I'm saying? So after you show somebody one or two things, man, and they still on whatever, then the book is telling us, man, gone by your business. Why would you sit here and be puffed up in your pride trying to show somebody something that's obvious the Lord ain't allowing them to see? So with this meat, watch the woes in this meat. WSB on time dealing with stuff like this. And verse 11 is saying, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinner being condemned of himself. Hey, we know what to do. Let's be mindful with this thing. And genealogy, it's a noun, is a line of descent traced continuously from an ancestor. So just in case if anybody had a want to know what that was that I had in the dictionary, that's what I had. Don't waste your time with me on trying to break down these ancestries and stuff like that. It's the reason why. It's the reason why we should be doing that. It's the reason why we shouldn't be checking out the lineage. I mean, trying to force people on the lineage or the line or family tree or the bloodline or ancestry or extraction or heritage or birth. It's the reason why we're not supposed to be dealing with all that stuff. Definitely when it's coming to trying to show people who the true people are. It's the reason why we shouldn't be dealing with this stuff right here. Let's go to the book of Zechariah chapter 8. In the book of Zechariah chapter 8, and we're going to read verse 23. The book of Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23, when you get it, go ahead and read. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass, that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. So that's why we know that we don't need to be dealing with genealogies and striving about the law with these people, because at a certain time, when it comes to the heritage and people knowing exactly who you are, they go, it's in the Father's hand. They go already know who you are. So don't be sending your time, don't be wasting all your time trying to prove to everybody named mama, that's what these other different races of people on who we are as a people. Because it's an appointed time that they're gonna know anyway. Let's focus on going to the ant, let's focus on keeping his commandments, and let's focus on trying to be the best person we can possibly be every day of our life. Let's try to do that. And let's find out another reason why. Let's also find out what we're not supposed to be doing with this meat as well. Let's find out some more about this meat. That's a woe. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14, verses 7 and 8, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge.
Did it say keep on arguing about what you know with the meat with a foolish person until he can't take no more? It didn't say nothing like that, right? So, because remember what we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the time for everything. You know what I'm saying? Definitely on this part right here, if you see that he ain't trying to hear what you got to say anyway, what you going to do? You going to wrap him down and chain him up and let him, and then just force him to hear what you got to say? It don't work like that. But the book is telling us to go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Verse 8.
The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is to seek.
Plain and simple. So when you're out here trying to show people something, then we suppose that it's not ever telling us to call a person a fool. But the book is simply telling us how to identify a fool. So if you sit here talking book and they talking foolishness, after first and second emanation, then you supposed to retreat. Go on about your business. Why you gonna get all sweaty and veins popping all out your eyes? Your eyes all red, you're frustrated. They having a jolly old good day, but you sit back pissed off and frustrated. It shouldn't be like that. So don't use the meat and the understanding that the Lord gave you on things in this matter. Go from the presence of a foolish man when he perceives no knowledge in him. Plain and simple. A big woe unto meat. Now let's find out something else. Let's go to the book of Psalms 14 and 1. Just that one verse, we get it, go ahead and read.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good.
Right. So another thing too is, if a person is an atheist, he don't believe in God, why would you sit there and try to grab all your books and dictionaries and historical coordinates and apocryphals and try to sit them down and try to show them something after they already told you that they don't believe in God? Why waste your time doing that? Let's be mindful of that. Woe unto that meat in these areas that we're dealing with right now. And let's find out another woe in this meat. Because we're looking at this meat as an understanding of this right here. The time for everything. And don't be dealing with all this meat if we get the milk. So right now we're just dealing through and just checking out a couple of things in the woe. So we're in the book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verses 5 and verses 6. Matthew 7, verses 5 and 6. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
And I want to tell, I want to go ahead and pull that out. It's just, you know, don't be so full of yourself like you're so strong and weak that you forget to do a self-check on yourself. Now you're constantly pointing your finger at your brother. We got that a lot in the Hebrew community about that. They quick to find out something about you, but they don't see the fruit of the Spirit that's bearing on your tree. That's what I'm telling y'all about that too, because this is a very big thing in the Hebrew community. It's that people are so quick just to hear a judgment on somebody else. But the Lord said that your fruits is going to prove who you are. You got everybody and mama pointing at you about what you're doing, but you're bearing way more fruit. You are bearing way more fruit and putting in way more work than anybody that's got the finger pointing at you. I'm tired of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad I moved over to y'all here. I ain't got to deal with all that stuff no more. Because you got some big-time hypocrites that love to point the finger at you, but then you can look at them, and you don't see absolutely nothing but straight havoc and wickedness. I'm going to let the Father be judge on that. Now, read the book. Did we just read that already? Well, verse 6.
Yes. Give not that which is holy unto the dog. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again to rend you.
Right, so be careful with that. But don't give them any dogs. The things that the precious jewels that the Lord allows you to get, or to have, I'm sorry, be careful who you get that to. Because not everybody is trying to serve the most. So we need to be one man for that. So what I did was is looked up the word knowledge. And this is knowledge. Knowledge is a noun. Facts, information, skills. Skills acquired by a person through experience or education or understanding of a subject. So all these are also a part of meat as well. Your understanding, your skills, information. Knowledge. Let's look at what Solomon thinks of this knowledge. Let's go to Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2. It's because the Lord blessed Solomon with so much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know, when you read about his story, you know, it was a massive blessing. When you read the Book of Proverbs, a massive blessing. And then you go to Book of Ecclesiastes, he's like, hold up, man. All this thing. We look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, and we're going to read verses, hold up, I think we're reading the whole thing. Hold up, no, we're not. We're reading verses 1 through 17, and I'm going to cut you off on that, so okay, Charles? All right. So we're going to put Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1, you get it, go ahead and read.
All
I said in mine heart, go to now. I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. And
so he said, I said in my heart, go to now. I will prove thee with mirth. Mirth is cheerfulness. So I will prove you with cheerfulness. I'm going to have that little fruit of spirit with this. With mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. Go ahead.
And behold, this also is vanity.
Man, that's also vanity. Verse 2.
I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, so I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life.
Right, so in verse 3 it says, I sought in my heart, and mine heart, to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting, so acquainting means familiar mind with wisdom. So he's trying to prove something with the understanding he has. So he says, I thought in my heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly. I guess just to give a little balance with this thing, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven, and in heaven all the days of their life. Go ahead.
I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem for me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the province and of the provinces. That I got me men singers and women singers, and delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor.
Right, so you know what the knowledge the Lord gave him, which means information, skills acquired by a person through experience or education or understanding of a subject. So you know what this knowledge and this meat that the Lord gave him, he's going to the full best of his ability. But Simon's going to tell us something about this stuff. Go ahead and read. What verse you at?
Verse 11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on all the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit.
After all of that knowledge and understanding of taking care of all these women singers and putting things together, planting trees, all that stuff with the knowledge that he had, he still found out all is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
And a vexation of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
And there was
verse 11.
And there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to behold wisdom.
Oh, check it out. Pay close attention to verse 12. So it says, and I turned myself to behold wisdom. That's part of me. Go ahead.
And madness and folly.
Also, I turned myself to know wisdom and madness and foolishness. Go ahead.
For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath been done, been already done? Then I saw that wisdom exceedeth folly, as far as light exceedeth dark.
Now it says, Then I saw that wisdom excelleth is surpasses. Then I saw that wisdom surpassed folly. So he understands that this wisdom that he had, it did go past the folly. As far as the light excelleth darkness. Keep that in mind. That's 14.
The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceive also that one event happeneth to them all.
So after all of this light, all this goodness, after all this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, on all of this mirth, a heart. He starts talking about a fool. 15. Then said I in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. Go ahead and read.
7:15.
Yeah.
Then I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me. And why was I then more wise?
You mean, why was I more wise? Because the same thing that was happening to me is the same thing that was happening to a fool. But go ahead and read.
Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity.
That also is vanity. Go ahead.
For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever.
Uh-huh.
Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall be forgotten.
That's why we need to take heed this piece of and understand that you can away. Because guess what? With all that wisdom, knowledge, understanding you have, guess what? You're going to perish just like how the fool will perish. And what it says, for verse 16, that there is no remembrance of the wise more than the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. Bottom of 16.
And how dieth the wise man as the fool?
Uh-huh.
Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit.
So after all that wisdom, knowledge, understanding that Solomon had, and the wonderful, awesome things that he was doing with his time, he comes and found out all of it is vanity. And even though I'm doing all this stuff, I'm doing all this stuff with his fingers, I'm doing all this stuff to plan, I got all these things I'm building, all this jewelry, all this gold, and doing it with mirth, and doing every single thing that comes in my mind on making the kingdom better, I'm still going down like the fool. And all that stuff I'm doing is still vain. Does that make sense to you guys, family? Does this make sense to you guys? I'm breaking down this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, it do.
Amen. Because, you know, I was looking through this precept, man, is because it show you how many people is actually reading this book. Because you got everybody pointing a finger at everybody else. I put up this post to help this brother out. That's the truth. You know, he's starting his own animation program. And I guess he started doing a really good job. So, you know, a couple of big known people, they were supporting his work. And then you had this super Hebrew that was on the page. Why are you helping them heathens? They're going straight to the fire. I don't know why y'all doing this. This stuff ain't for Israel. And then put a big old frowny face on the part. You know the part that you can put a like or a smile or a comment or angry face, and put a big old fat angry face on them. And I'm like, come on, man. Do we always got to be so negative?
Yeah, that's the company we keep, brother. You got to be careful with that, man. The father said, keep not company with an angry man. Amen.
I'm glad you brought that to my attention. You know, my block game is on 10. So now you just gave me some extra room to flip that thumb button in that butt. You know what I'm saying?
I got a delete button that's stay oiled up for foolishness. Real. I don't deny time is people. Real.
Right. You right on that, bro.
I ain't lying to you. I see you the cyber foolishness, Jack. I don't mess around with that.
Right. Amen. I'm glad it makes sense. So after all this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that Solomon had, it still ended up to be in vanity. And this knowledge he has is nothing but simply meat. The meat that the Lord allowed him to understand. That's why the precept is called yea into the milk, but woe into the meat. Because everybody's trying to be knowledge busters and being everybody's business and calls and strife and debating to smite with the fist and start wrangling all the time. And come to figure out, the Lord will see how displeased he'd be with that folly. Because after all that I gave you, you forgot about the milk. Now, after all of the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that Solomon had, He wrote the book of Proverbs. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And he wrote the book of Songs of Solomon. And after all the wisdom and understanding the Lord gave him, let's look and see what stands. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. This must have been a real big eye-opener for Solomon. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, read verses 7 through 14. When you get it, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 7 through 14. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it.
Remember, that's going to the wise men, and that's going to the fool, and they're going to perish off this earth. Keep that in mind. Go ahead and read.
Vanity of vanity, said the preacher. All is vanity.
How absolute is all?
All. Everything.
That's everything. All is vanity. That's what makes your life a lot more easy when you find out all is vanity. You know, that's why I thank the Father, man, forever, man, that he has blessed me with a really peaceful life. You know, I'm dealing with the issue with my daughter stuff, but she's good. She's getting fat. My baby getting fat. She's good right now. Because once you tune into yourself, when you watch your fruit that you bear on your tree, once you keep the focus on yourself and stop pointing the finger at anybody else, then the Lord can wreck what you did. Then you can be more aware of what you need to do to make yourself to get into the kingdom. Help yourself into the kingdom. But let's finish looking at the rest of this thing that Solomon said, because he had all this wisdom and knowledge and understanding. He had all this stuff. So let's see what's going to stand. Verse 9.
Verse 9. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge.
He still taught the people me. Take heed to that. Even it says, all and moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people meat. Go ahead.
Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like I said before, ain't nothing wrong with his meat, but rolling to the meat as well. Go ahead.
The preacher sought to find out acceptable words. And that which was written was upright, even words of truth.
So if you want to call yourself a teacher, then of course you need to do it this way. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But let's keep reading.
The words of the wise are as gold, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh.
Now, I'm not talking about other books like the popcorn stuff. I'm looking at this scripture is as to put the book down sometime. Relax your body. Go help the poor. Go feed the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Break the yokes of iron off our brother's neck. Go feed somebody. Look at all these charities and stuff we have out here. Go take care of that. And definitely, if you have kids, stay tuned to your kids. See how they doing. And put the book down for a little bit. It'll still be right here. Somebody can break in your house. And guess what? I guarantee that Bible don't even be touched. Mm-hmm. Put it down and take care of some other business. Or relax and rest your body. Don't worry yourself, because then you're not going to want to do it. Don't make this be a burden. Just cool out. Put it down for a little bit. Go tune into some other stuff. Make sure the other things is right. What verse?
Yeah, verse 13.
Go ahead.
Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
So remember, before we hear the conclusion of the whole matter, Solomon just realized that all is vanity. After all that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding the Lord gave me, none before me and none after me, you gave me all this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And after all that understanding you gave me, this is what I can say. All I can say is let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Go ahead.
Fear God and keep his commandments.
Man, with all this meat you have, man, let me just tell you something, man. All that is vanity. But let me tell you what's going to stand. Fear God and keep his commandments. And what else?
For this is the whole duty of man.
Man, that's the whole duty of man. Yea, into that milk, but woe into that meat. Because to fear God and keep his commandments, that's your whole duty as being a man. And a woman, too. Go ahead.
For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So you really make sure you keep those commandments. Because remember, love God with our heart and soul and love the neighbor as thyself is the commandment. And you're going to really be judged on that. So instead of worrying about all this meat and being in everybody's business, being nosy as ever, stop being so damn nosy and make sure you're keeping these commandments. And learn how to love somebody instead of putting a finger out all the dang old time. Now let's find out why it's a yay to the milk or warm to the meat. Let's go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, and we have three more after this. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1. First Corinthians 13:1, you get it, go ahead and read. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or as a tinkling cymbal. So you can have meat and understanding and knowledge all speaking in tongues. And it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, it probably means nothing. So I have all that meat, and forget about that milk, now you're wasting your time. Woe unto them, and be mindful of that. Verse 2.
And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing.
Right, so you can have all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Remember, that's the meat. But if you ain't got no milk, it's going to profit you nothing. That's why the precept, once again, is called, yea unto the milk, but woe unto the meat. Go ahead and read.
Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing.
Because you might have a stank-ass attitude with giving. Now the Lord don't want it. You didn't give it with a whole heart. You didn't do it with a willing heart. Let's be mindful of that. Put on that milk. Go ahead.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity wanteth not itself. Is not fucked up.
Oh, so milk suffereth long. Milk is kind. Milk don't envy. Milk don't brag about itself. And milk don't puff you up. The commandment. The sincere, the milk. The word of God.
Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
This is milk we're talking about. Go ahead.
Charity never faileth.
Milk never faileth.
But whether there be prophecy,
whether there be meat,
they shall fail.
That meat go fail.
Whether there be tongues,
that meat,
they shall cease.
That meat go cease.
Whether there be knowledge,
that juicy steak meat, what's going to happen to it?
It shall vanish away.
That steaky, that nice Cubone steak will vanish away. Why?
Well, we prophesy in part, we know in part and prophesy in part. But then that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Because all that meat you think you know and have, you only know have, you don't have the whole steak meal anyway. You know what I'm saying? The Lord was merciful enough to give us a little piece of it. You get a little piece of that steak. You don't know. You don't have the whole flavor of it. But I'll season it up a little bit and cook it good for you. Remember, y'all, we talk about, this is in the metaphor. This is talking about a parable. This is talking about an allegory right now. You need to be mindful of that.
Go ahead. Verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
At an appointed time. Go ahead, bro.
And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
The greatest thing you can put your hands and hold dear to is milk. That's why it's yay to this milk, because milk is going to get you down. Let's go in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 19.
Luke 8 and 19, and we'll be 19 through 21. The book of Luke chapter 18. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm wrong. Luke chapter 8, verse 19. Luke 8, verse 19. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee.
Uh-huh.
And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it.
Oh, so my brother and my sister are those that keep the meat and do it. My mother and my brethren are those that keep the milk and do it. It ain't say nothing about meat. It ain't say you my brother and my sister. If you know all the mysteries and knowledge of the Bible, then you my brother. But those that know the royal ten, that's doing the best of their ability to keep the ten and do it, that's who your brother and your sister is. And this stuff is so simple. It is so simple. Even though we fall hard every day, keeping the commandments towards people is so simple. The milk is so simple, and it's so hard for us. How is it hard not to love your brother? How hard is it not to commit adultery? How hard is it not to kill? How is those things hard? But those that understand the milk of keeping the commandments, that's who my brother and my sister is. Ain't got nothing to do with no name. Ain't got to do with if you decide to go to prison there. Hell, if you even got people that go to church on Sunday that's trying to best keep the commandments, you command the Lord then too. These precepts of the Lord show me and show why the righteous is scarce in faith. And why it's going to be hard for them to make it to the kingdom. Me too. I'm putting myself in front of the verse too. I'm not saying I'm straight because I'm not. The Lord knows I'm trying. I could be sitting back chilling on a Monday after work. But no, I want to stay tuned in with my family and read with y'all. But those that keep the word of God, those are the ones that's your brother and sister. And let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 22. And we have one more after this, the book of Matthew chapter 22. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. Book of Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. You get it, go ahead and read.
Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind.
Uh-huh.
This is the first and great commandment.
Uh-huh.
And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
So that's who my brother is. And it say what name you convinced of, and it say none of them no fringes, if you decide to wear them or not. And it say none of them, it didn't say nothing about any of that stuff. But we need to be mindful of it. Go ahead and read.
Verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathered.
Verse 40, you're right.
Verse 40. Yeah. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Right, so man, it says, on these two commandments and all the law and the prophets. Be mindful of that. And let's go to the book of Mark chapter 12, verse 31.
You said Mark 12?
Yep. The book of Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Just that one verse. And this will be last. Mark 12, verse 31. When you get it, go ahead and read.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
There's no other commandment greater than loving one another. And also, well, verse 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second commandment is, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. So this milk is a super yay. And if you understand this thing, then happy is you. And happy is me. And happy is all those who have an understanding that milk is the way to get into the kingdom. And like I said, it's no doorbuster to people that love meat. I desire more meat, but we just need to understand with this meat. There's consequences with this meat. It's a season to say something. It's a time of the season to shut up. And with the meat, we also should understand that you shouldn't be using it with genealogies, and you also be using it with the atheist or with a foolish person, or even a cast of meat that the Lord allow you to have on swine. So let's be mindful of that. Yay into this milk, and happy is the man that take hold of the milk. But woe unto the meat, which is the knowledge in the Bible. And I thank y'all for y'all time.
As we know, this country was built on the backs of black people.
Don't ask me why that came on.
Man, great, great, great precept, bro. Great, great, great precept, man. I missed that script when you had brought up Jesus Christ, man, when he said that who is my brother, my sister? Who is my mother? What verse was that again?
That was Luke 8, verses 19 through 21.
Luke 8. 19:21. That's one of those verses, man, that you always be looking for. I mean, I'm always looking for, but it's a hard one for it to be. It just kind of don't stick in my head like that, like the rest of these scripts. But this one here is a doozy. He said you straight on this one, man. He check your mama, your daddy. He check everybody on this one.
Right.
What I loved about it, man, is when you went into that Ecclesiastes, man, and you just summed the whole thing up. You was really done, you know, after you read Ecclesiastes, you ran Ecclesiastes, and you said, look, vanities of vanities is all in vanity. I mean, everything, he said, I set my heart to all of this nonsense, and guess what? It's nonsense. It's folly. And the whole conclusion is this, is that you fear God and keep his commandments. That's the milk of the word. That's what's going to save you, and that's all to it. He didn't say nothing about the abomination naked desolate or, you know, great tribulation or Armageddon or the day of the Lord or none of that. He didn't say none of that. He said fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And he's not requiring any more than that. He's not asking for any more than that. You know, if he give you more, then he's requiring more because he taught you better. But as far as, you know, when it comes to what is your civil duty, your basic requirement, your just duty for breath, you know, by him just giving you life is just to do what? Keep his commandments, man. You know, that's not for giving you breath of life. You know, that's just thanks for waking you up. The least I can do is keep the commandments of God.
Yeah.
He's going to wake me up so I can sin against him. You know, I mean... We flesh, we really don't think about the whole thing or the whole gravity of all our actions. But it is what it is, and we do what we do, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, great precept, great lesson. So you have any more you have any more questions or comments or but you have what would you say closing comments? Oh, one more thing. Todd, great job, man. Big up.
I appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, man. Amen. Big problem.
Yeah, great job, brother, man. That was, man, you was on point, Holly. No doubt about it, man. No doubt about it.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. All I say is fasting and prayer works, man. I recommend that greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always thinking of you. We always asking about you. So, hey.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I forgot to tell you about me. I appreciate all the prayers and everything for me and my family. So, we're doing good, though. We're doing good. Make progress. So,
praise God.
Appreciate it.
For a good man. That's a good thing.
Amen.
So, Brother Brown, man, hey, man, great precept, great way to kick off the week. Any closing comments?
Yeah, you know, this is more going to hit home. This is one thing I want to allow the Hebrew community. When you fall in the area or you have shortcomings in the area, be very careful who you tell your business to, because some people will look at your shortcomings and use it against you. If you have an issue, the ones that you love, the ones you know that's not going to whisper and backbite and point the finger, those are the ones you hold dear to. And the rest of them kick their ass to the curb. Because it don't mean nothing good. Because like I said, I learned that dearly. It's because people are so quick to point the finger at you. You know what I'm saying? They're so quick to point the finger at you, but look at the food I'm bearing. I'm not even boasting or begging, but the Father allowed me to put on more people that go to the class than anybody that go to the class itself. The Lord said your fruit that you bear on your tree is going to show who you are as a servant.
Amen.
Right.
Because you got nosy
right.
snakes that are staying in your business. If they remind me of the people that was whispering against Moses back in the wilderness. And all I'm saying is that, hey, the Father sees. I declare every week when I get online, I ain't nobody special. I fall hard like everybody else do, and I come up short. I did not stay up here on the blog, so I ready to make myself seem like I'm straight on anything. Y'all all know when I did my precepts, I throw myself up under the bus. So the message I'm gonna give y'all tonight is: be careful what y'all tell y'all business to. Is because just because they last name is Israel and know who they are, don't mean a damn thing. And I get on the mic with that.
Well, brothers and sisters, you heard it. You better make sure you find somebody mature enough to handle your business before you go and give it to somebody, because, like he said, your business will be all over the place. I sit up here, man, and I confess faults, and I've heard other brothers confess faults to certain elders that were LLs, I mean big L's, big odds, Jack. And come to find out the business was all over the camp before it even got to the next week.
Oh, so, no, and let me tell you something out there. And let me tell you something out there. But the ones that point the finger ain't bringing no fruit, ain't bringing nothing to the table.
Nope.
But they be the main ones pointing the finger. I'm talking about, and I'm telling you, they ain't bringing nothing to the class. And their life is so screwed and jacked up, but they quick to point the finger at you, and you doing way better. The stuff that the Father and me do, man, ain't been done since 70 AD.
Right.
But they quick to point the finger at me. So y'all be mad for it, eh? Go ahead, Job. I need to cut you off.
No, man, I mean, it's all, I mean, what else you going to say, brother? It's the point, man. You got to be careful. You got, he said, confess your faults, not to the entire congregation, as we've been taught in some of these churches. Confess your faults to the whole planet. That ain't what he said. He said, confess your faults one to another. And get somebody mature enough to handle your business, man. Chances are, you know, you're probably better off dealing with that best friend you've been knowing ever since you was a child. You know,
right.
Sometimes, you know, just because somebody's going to the class, man, that don't necessarily mean they right or straight. You know,
right.
Just be trusting people because you see them there on the Sabbath day, and you think they, you know, because they got the look, they saying all the right things and all of that stuff, man. They got all of that, and then you turn around, man. They got what your Native American people be saying. A forked tongue. Man.
Right.
They got forked tongues, Jack. They be speaking like the straight snake. They are snakes in the garden, man. But, hey, man, like your boy Prince said, he said, you got thieves in the temple, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Big time, man. It ain't there to steal what you got, like your personal merchandise, man. They there to steal your righteousness, man, and if not, your crown. So you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful who you're talking to, who you're dealing with, man. Make sure they're mature enough to handle what you're carrying, because some people ain't mature enough to handle what you're carrying, and they get envious and jealous because they know you got it and they don't. And they want to try to make you look like a dog, you know, or bring the worst out of you so they can make point the finger at you and say what you ain't. So, no, man, hell no. Just keep your eyes on the prize and stay focused, man. And like the book said, fear God and keep his commandments. You got people that's ear hustling, that's trying to hear stuff so they can one-up somebody out in the street, you know. You go shut down like you a big guy or something, you know, like you some big time. You went and you shut down a false prophet, you know, because you got a big old church and you ain't got nothing. Then you stand in your mama house, but you went into this church to shut down this big time false prophet. You know, now you feel good about you talking about everybody and their mama. But that's nothing because you didn't save nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't bring out with you. Nobody going, nobody went out to the class with you. Nobody walked out the door. All you did was kill people that whenever they see somebody like you or with your spirit, they're going to shut the door on them flat out. They're going to shut the door of their heart on your spirit. And guess what? Chances are you were throwing the word of God out there around.
Right.
So we got to be conscious of that, man. We got to be real careful how we deal with people, you know, especially when it comes to family. You know, you won't want to see, you know, I said once, I said a thousand times, man. You know, we sitting back here, man, we be laughing at people, you know, yeah, they eating pork, they celebrating Christmas, they dancing around doing a jig. You was just doing that like about 5 minutes ago. You know what I mean? You was just doing everything that you laughing at them for doing. You had a whole house full of pigs. You were just going to get ready to celebrate Christmas and somebody yanked your shirt tail. Now you laughing at people that's doing it. That ain't the word of God. He don't tell you to do that. He said, man, don't you rebel to people. And he said, don't rebel it. Don't revile the gods of the people. He said, don't do that. Love, right? Don't mock them, man. Don't be mocking the gods of the people. You talk about it. You talk about what's right and what's wrong, but don't be out there going in and making them look like fools, man. All you doing is making. You said a man that's offended is harder to be won than a fenced city with barbed iron fences.
Mm-hmm.
Iron fences. So you can offend somebody to the point they'll shut up on you. It ain't nothing. You ain't going to get nothing across them. You might as well be talking to a wall because that's exactly what you're doing.
Right. You're right on that, bro.
just be careful, man, and you know, stop trying to be, you know, big ox and big time men or women or guys. Just handle the word and give it to them and just go on about your business. You know, leave a bowl out on the porch like, you know it's a cat out there that's hungry. You know, and leave it there and don't even see what happens. Just drop it and keep it moving. You know what I mean? If you know how to do that, you'll be good. Just drop the book, let it happen, and where it fall. Just let the CD hit it and just keep on moving. Maybe God will send somebody to water it, lay off. But don't get in the way and start trampling and stepping all over your own work. Anyway,
right.
So yeah, big ups, man. Big ups.
Father good.
Hey, man, so with that being said, you want to say we hope we edify someone. I want to say once again, you've been listening to the Sounds of Living Waters, radio's blog talk show, and you've been listening tonight, special presentation, Monday night edition from the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class out of Peoria, our brother Isaiah Brown and our brother Todd reading, both out of Peoria, and great precept. The precept tonight is desire the milk, but woe to the meat. You know what I mean? Woe to the meat, because you already know, man, you can drink a cup of milk and keep it moving. You eat your whole lot of meat, you got to go sit down. So, you know, it is what it is. You want to be back here again Wednesday night. Want to be back here again Wednesday night for Brother Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, from the Nation of Peace, bringing what? That kingdom state of mind. That kingdom state of mind. You want to be here for that. Of course, he's going to have a dude in. And also, Thursday night, be back here again with your brother Isaiah Brown out of Peoria with the Spirit of Meekness Bible Study class. Hopefully, we have our brother Taj on deck for that, too. That's this Thursday night. So, with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify somebody. And if you stay here, at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Amen. So we're going to say shalom, shalom. Till then, time appointed, Godspeed.
Time appointed.
Sounds of the Living Water radio show. Sounds of the living water
radio show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water, radio show.